Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We wanted to get an update on what's happening in Afghanistan, especially in light of news of a bombing in Kandahar. We have live from Kabul, Matthew Akins, freelance journalist who writes for Harper's and other publications. Hello again. What details do we know about this bombing that took place in a mosque in Kandahar?
Well, this morning an explosion tore through a gathering of mourners who were attending a funeral service for President's half-brother, Afzali Karzai, who was killed on Tuesday. And at this point, it seems there's about half a dozen people have been killed, including an important religious leader and several dozen people injured.
In the bombing, and the Taliban claimed responsibility for the killing of Afzali Karzai, although people doubt whether they were actually responsible. Has anyone claimed responsibility for this bombing?
The Taliban actually denied responsibility for the bombing, which is not uncommon. They tend to disavow the most brutal attacks against innocent civilian targets.
They disavow them now. They didn't always. Is that because of pressure? I mean, we heard President Karzai, Hamid Karzai, half-brother of Afzali Karzai, coming out very strongly against attacks on Afghan people.
Absolutely. Well, the Taliban are in a PR war as well for hearts and minds, so they tend to not associate themselves with these kind of attacks that are extremely unpopular in Afghanistan.
We also heard that there were other explosions that took place close to the funeral when the funeral was happening yesterday for Afzali Karzai. Are there other incidents occurring connected with Afzali Karzai's death?
Yeah, the governor of Helmand, Gulab Mangal, was targeted when he was attending the funeral service that was yesterday. And today there's been another report of a blast in Kandahar City. So it's not surprising that there's these incidents of violence after one of the top government figures in the region gets killed.
We're speaking live from Kabul, Matthew Akins, freelance journalist there. So Matthew, we've talked a lot about what may happen in Kandahar and in the southern region of Afghanistan after the death of Afzali Karzai and in what is now largely seen as a major power vacuum. Have we started to see some people emerge who may want to take the place of Afzali Karzai and take over his reins?
Well, the president and the tribal figures in Kandahar appointed a brother of Afzali, Shah Wali, to sort of stand in this place as the senior figure in his tribe. But this is a sort of ceremonial position, and the real struggle for power will be happening, will be ongoing in the coming weeks, and will be sort of in the back room.
What do you think is going to be the most contentious, the power that he had among certain tribes, the power that he had allegedly among drug trafficking groups and warlords, or the power that he held as an influencer and a partner with NATO and Western powers?
Well, unfortunately, he sort of went hand in hand. His ability to play in the gray and his virtual connections with all sorts of underground figures in the province was one of the reasons why he was so affected as a sort of viceroy for the president, and also a useful tool for the U.S. military.
So basically, if you get one, you get the whole deal, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, these things are connected in a place like Kandahar.
Well, yeah, that is Matthew Akins, a freelance journalist, speaking to us live from Kabul, Afghanistan, talking about an explosion, a bomb explosion in a mosque this morning at a memorial service for Afzali Karzai. Karzai is the half-brother of Afghanistan's president, Hamid Karzai. Matthew Akins, thank you so much.
My pleasure.